The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, you've heard of the Omaha Symphony, and you've heard of Opera Omaha. Well, when those two organizations get together, you have a collaboration that is a big night. And here to talk about this big night, the Vice President of Artistic Administration and Section Double Bassist at the Omaha Symphony, her name is Dani Meyer. Dani, thanks so much for taking the time.
By our powers combined, Mike. Thanks for having me.
This event, April 24th and 25th at the Holland Center, you've got Beethoven's Fifth and Bartok's Bluebeard's Castle. Spoiler alert to everybody listening, Beethoven's Fifth is the dun-dun-dun-dun. That's the one. I've given it away.
You've given it away, but you know what? If you've never heard Beethoven's Fifth, you may know that opening, but you don't know what he does with it. And what he does with it is one of the most glorious transformations of all time. The Beethoven starts off, as you sang, with the most famous four notes in music. And what he does is he turns this tense, dark, battling, glorious thing into the most perfect bursts of sunshine you have ever experienced over the course of 35 minutes. It is life-changing. It is so much fun to play, and the energy of it, you have to be there to experience it.
That's amazing, because I have heard the piece numerous times and I had never really thought about it like that, but you're absolutely right. Oddly enough, the repetition of those four notes and how that repetition, you don't even notice there's a repetition, a variation on a theme that is literally changing the entire mood of the auditorium.
That's exactly right. You know, Beethoven, we think of him sometimes as this like super serious, often traumatized, depressed composer, but he was also on the complete other end, a prankster and a jokester. And so you have during this third movement where he has also transformed that theme again, you have this like extended coda that goes straight into the fourth movement, which is brilliant and bright and just off the walls, crazy high energy. But that transition is kind of like this long winding joke. It's like, what, where are we going? And then suddenly the burst of C major. It's perfect.
Tell us a little bit about Bartok's Bluebeard's Castle.
Oh, it's beautiful. You know what? We love that we put these two together, because you have these two icons, on one on each half, right? And the Bartok, what is really glorious about this deep dive is you have the myth of Bluebeard's Castle, where you have this mysterious figure, Duke Bluebeard, who has recently remarried, and he's taking his new wife, Judith, down into his castle to show her essentially his secrets one by one. And you can look at it either literally or figuratively. He's either literally showing her the secrets of his life, of his castle, or he's opening a little bit more of his soul to her. It's almost like this incredibly athletic performance where both Ryan McKinney as Bluebeard and Michelle DeYoung as Judith, they will take up so much space with just their personality and the power of their performance that you will feel like they themselves are the opera.
Can you talk about the conductor as well? Because we've, of course, we've had Joanne Folletta come in on and off throughout the season, a very important, prominent female conductor. And we have another female conductor coming in as well.
We do. Lydia Yankovskaya, we love her. She was here, I think, in April 2023. I'm just thrilled that she's coming back. And by the way, you know, she's conducted this across the world, Bartok and Beethoven. This is right up her alley. And opera is kind of like at the core of what she does. And so we're super excited to see her in her natural habitat this time.
You have been playing in a symphony for quite some time. In your experience, now seeing more and more female conductors gaining prominence and getting to tour about and show their amazing skills, does that do, say, or impact you in any way?
You know what? As a female bass player, I always found that the people who had a problem with female bass players were not my colleagues. They were from the old school, you know? And so I have this tremendous respect for women like Joanne and Lydia, our own assistant conductor, Serena Royton, any woman who's taken the podium, because they have done the work. I'll use Joanne as a specific example. Joanne understands music is service. And so she will do the work that it takes to do right by the music and the musicians under her baton. I don't care what our conductor looks like. If they treat music as service, I'm here for it, and I feel like the industry does better. And I'm thrilled when that person is a woman, but I'm equally thrilled when I see that from anybody. I just want that person to know that what they're doing is for good and for the service of the music.
April 24th and 25th. It is Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and Bartok's Bluebeard's Castle, all being presented at the Holland Center. She is Danny Meyer, the Vice President of Artistic Administration at the Omaha Symphony. Go to omahasymphony.org, find out all the details, showtimes. Danny, what a pleasure to talk to you again.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.